This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Gardeners, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got another hour to go together. And we'll answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I know we have some calls on the line, so we'll go right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Ace is in Chatham.
Ace, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick, how's it going?
Doing great. You?
Good. I got a question about Tidehill boxwoods.
Okay.
Now, I take care of this house here in Chatham. It's a customer's house, where they have these two symmetrical flower beds on either side of their front door.
Yep.
They're both bordered by Tidehill boxwoods. They got a row of them going along the edge. The only difference is one bed borders lawn space and the other bed borders a driveway. And the boxwoods on the lawn space, they're doing great. They look fantastic. They're growing. The ones on the driveway side, not so much. And I think this is because maybe the exhaust from all the vehicles. He has the driveway sprayed with Roundup. I think there might be some overspray. You know, just your regular woes and troubles of living next to a driveway. Now, I had a thought on what I could do to protect them, but I don't know. I've never heard of someone doing this. I want to run this thought by you.
Okay.
Now, I spray a lot of plants with an anti-desiccant in the winter to protect them. What if I started spraying the boxwoods on the driveway side with an anti-desiccant year-round, just to give them like kind of like a protective shield to, you know, protect themselves living on the driveway?
Yeah, you could definitely try and do that, especially with some of the it's not going to completely hurt it. The one time I wouldn't do it would be the time when it's really hot, you know, during like July and August. That extra heat, it's you're putting like an oil base over the top of it, and that oil can help, could burn it when it's real hot. So that would be my setback. One of the other things that I feel like it could be, being close to a driveway, is that area is very compacted, very hard type soil, and so that soil might be holding in some of the nutrients. So what I'd like to see you do is add something to the soil to kind of break up that area, making it, because when they put a driveway in, they dig down, they put that crushed stone or the gravel, whichever, and they compact it with a a roller, a big roller compactor, and it's hard pan around it. So I think that the compacted lawn, that area is not really good for it, but it can be fixed by helping out with some of like product like Jonathan Green has a product called Love Your Soil that helps break up some of the, you know, clay or hard packed soils, allowing the nutrients to flow a little bit more. The other thing is, that area is going to dry out a lot quicker than anything else because that pavement heats up and it's going to pull some of that moisture out because it's so, the pavement, The sun reflects off of it and dries everything around it. So maybe if it has a sprinkler system or how it's watered, take a look at that and see if that side can be watered a little bit more. The other thing I'd like to see you do on that side, does it seem like they're kind of not as dark green as they should be?
Not dark green,
but they're supposed to be a light green, I'm sorry, but they're not like a green, healthy green.
No, the growth that's there is actually pretty healthy looking. It's just the plant itself is sort of patchy. Like there's chunks missing and it's not growing. It's not growing evenly all the way around, but what is growing does look, you know, pretty like the right color.
Okay. I mean, so I think there's something going on with the soil. The other thing I'd like to see you do is on that side, fertilize with a holly tone if you haven't already. Add to that area.
Spring.
Okay. And then try to look at like a root stimulator for that. The fertilizer that Natural Alternatives has is a really good one. It works together with the fertilizer. And with something like that that has some issues, you can use it every couple weeks to build up its root system to get stronger shoots for the plant itself. And it works side by side with the fertilizer to push it. I think that might be something to do. Some sort of root stimulator. I know there's some other products out there. Healthy Start has one. Roots is another one. Those are liquid root stimulators, and that's something I think you need to do with those boxwoods as well.
Okay, so that Love Your Soil product you mentioned, I have some garden gypsum. Could I use that instead?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Or are they different?
So okay. The Love Your Soil is just a faster acting, whereas the garden gypsum takes a little bit of time. They both work. It's just that Love Your Soil will go a little bit quicker. So when it hits the ground, it starts working, whereas the garden gypsum has to break down over time to go through. So they're both good. They're both good to use for that, but I think you need to do something along those lines.
Okay.
All right.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Good luck, and keep us posted.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've talked about it a few times, but mosquitoes are starting to come out. And with mosquitoes, those can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in the ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Summit Responsible Solutions. .com is their website. Check them out. It's a good time to be doing it, especially with barbecue season starting to be in full swing. Something you need to look at. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie in Osterville, Mass.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. I can hardly hear you.
Okay. How can we help you today?
I had a couple of questions, and you just mentioned mosquito dunk.
Yep.
Is that like pellets?
There's two types that they have. They have a dunk that looks like it's basically a flat donut shaped.
Yeah.
Those are together. Those can be just dropped in like standing water. They also have mosquito bits. They're little pellets. They almost look like BBs. You can use those as well. So they have a couple different options. But the one for standing water, the best one, is those mosquito dunks that look kind of like little donuts.
Well, I have on my property a vernal pool very close to the house.
Okay.
And it does breed mosquitoes. And the dunk, those donuts, how many would I put in?
So it would depend on how big it is. What I can do is if you get me the information of how big it is, I can contact the supplier. Mm-hmm. I have I talk with one of the guys there who could tell me exactly how many you would need and what to do. So if you give me an estimate of how big it is, you could email me. You could go to the website at paulparent.com, and at the bottom there it has a spot where you can contact us. email me the sizes. I'll pass it along to Summit Control and find out how many you would need, because I don't have the exact amount. I want to make sure you don't overuse or underuse.
Well, I do know the roughly the measurements. It's about 20 feet by about 35, 40 feet.
20 by 35? Okay.
Well, let's say 20 by 40. I think that'd be better.
Okay. Well, let me, you know, maybe during one of the breaks I can shoot an email, maybe in the next week or so we can have an answer for you. But it would be, it's organic, and it's not harmful for fish or wildlife, so it would be good to use.
Yes, it would be. I have one more question.
Okay.
Love your soil. I put down about four weeks ago, as well as polytunnel about 5 weeks ago. I have a lot of moss. Use moss out as well, and Magic Owl in April, late April. Mm-hmm. So can I put Love Your Soil back on another application as well as Holytone?
So the Holytone, no on the hydrangeas. Go into like a 10-10-10 fertilizer for those. The Holytone's a longer, slow release, whereas 10-10-10's a quicker reaction, and you can actually use that on your hydrangeas a couple times during the season.
Okay.
Now, for Love Your Soil, you can use that three applications in one season, especially if you're trying to break up some of that clay in the moss.
Yep.
You use 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So you can put that down three times in six-week intervals. Okay?
Okay. And weed and seed, can I throw that on the lawn as well?
Yep, definitely. You can do that now.
I can do that now. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Find now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll try to help you out with everything we can. We'll go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Dottie is in Plymouth.
Dottie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a question about black lace sambucus.
Okay.
It's in a flower bed next to the garage by the driveway, but it's pretty far enough away from the asphalt. And it's pretty sparse. It seems as though it's 5 years old, and it seems as though I'm always cutting the tops of the branches off when the rest of it begins to leaf out. And I seem to be losing branches down below as well. Even like a new shoot that had come up that was like 3 feet tall. There's leaves on the bottom of it, but the rest of it's dead. Can you tell me what it might need?
So each year it's just, it keeps dying back. What have you fertilized with?
Just Hollytone, because I got everything that likes the Hollytone, so I do that twice a year.
Okay.
I was listening to you earlier, and I said, well, maybe I need some root stimulator or some Love Your Soil added in there.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that a root stimulator is beneficial, especially when something is under a little bit of shock, and that's what that's kind of what's happening for you with the Sambucus there. So I would definitely take a look at getting some protolyzer in there to see if it's going to help benefit those roots, because you want something like a mycorrhizae to attack those roots to get them stronger. The stronger the root system is, the more shoots that they'll put out. You could also hit
it's really scrawny.
Yep, you could also hit it with like a superphosphate or a triple phosphate. The superphosphate is a 0440, whereas the triple phosphate is a 0180. So that's something you can do. What that does is that will help push the root growth. And it has the mycorrhizae in there that will attack the root system in a beneficial way. And it will help push more shoots out of the plant as well. So I think it might be a good one for you to do.
Okay. 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 And I have one other question about Lily of the Valley. You're supposed to transplant them early spring, but I have them down the Cape, and they're really overloaded. So I'd like to take some from the Cape and bring them down to Plymouth.
Okay.
But when do I do that? Do I do that? You know, I don't remember even because I'm not there in the wintertime or very early spring. So what do they look like when you have to dig them up?
So they're easier to divide and split in the spring or the fall. So
I can do it in the fall.
Yeah, so you don't want to do it right now because I know it's still spring technically, but we've started to warm up a little bit, and you might do more damage than good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you want to get like parts of what they call the rhizome, the small rhizome in there when you're digging it up. And you can kind of split them nice and easily. You can take clumps of them. So when they kind of spread out almost like ground cover sometimes.
Yeah, so that's when it's at. So that's why I want to split it up.
So basically you want to take like groupings of it, something you might see in like a 1 gallon pot at a garden center. You know, basically look at it and say, okay, that's about a 1 gallon. I'm going to dig that separately and move that one and leave one next to it. And you want to take some of the rhizomes when you get to where they're going, and even that 1 gallon, maybe split it in half when you get home. And put that in the ground, like about 4 to 6 inches apart from each other. Water heavily. Use the Biotone starter fertilizer when you put it down in the ground. That's got the mycorrhizae in it as well, and it'll be very beneficial. It helps with transplant shock as well.
Okay.
Biotone starter? Yep.
Okay.
And that's something you can use anytime that you're transplanting. It really helps reduce the transplant shock and makes the plants stronger for you long term.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thanks.
All right. Good luck. You too.
Alrighty.
Bye bye. All right. So we're about to go to a break here. When we get back, we'll answer more of your questions. We've got the long segment coming up. And we'll try to answer as many questions as possible before the end of the show. If you have any questions you can't get to us, you can always go to our website at paulparent.com or to the bottom and contact us. But do realize it's going to take a little bit of time before I can get back to you with everything I got going on. So we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. And we'll answer more of your gardening questions.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man who killed 12 people in a Virginia Beach City office building on Friday bought his guns legally. That's what ATF officials say. Agents briefing reporters late yesterday saying the gunman, who eventually died in a shootout with police, used two guns in the mass shooting. That man was what authorities are calling a disgruntled city worker who indiscriminately shot at his co-workers. Flags are flying at half-staff across Virginia in honor of the 12 victims and the 4 people wounded, 3 of whom are in critical condition. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer.
Going forward, we will define ourselves as a city
with love and compassion for those neighbors that we lost and their families.
Mexico's president says he's willing to negotiate with the U.S. after President Trump threatened to slap tariffs on Mexican imports over immigration. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Got a full block of calls, so we're going to go right to the lines. Nathan, who's up first?
Tim in Mason, Michigan.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, good morning. Well, what I'd like to know is, if possible, we have a wisteria. We have really hard clay soil. We have a wisteria that we've had for years and years, 10 or more years planted, and it's never flowered. And I wondered if you had any good suggestions that might help.
Now, how many years have you had it, did you say?
Probably 12 or 13.
Okay. So usually with a wisteria, it takes about 7 years for it to bloom.
Okay.
So we're past that, right? We're past that area.
Well, my wife tried to put it on the chopping block, and I thought I'd give it one try to see if there was anything we could do to get it to flower. It's big and pretty and got all the, you know, the branches were way out.
Now, is it the tree or is it the vine?
It's the vine.
Okay, so it's the vine.
All over the place, yeah.
Okay. So you've never had any flowers at all?
Nope.
Okay.
It gets attacked by Japanese beetles every year pretty good, and we have to fight those off.
Okay. So there's a couple things I'd like to see you do this year. You might not get the benefits of it all this year, but next year you could. Okay?
Okay.
So we've already passed one of them, which is you want to aggressively prune in the spring.
Okay.
So basically, you cut it back until it's a few feet shorter than you want it to be. Okay?
Okay.
You want to try and keep the shape of it during the summer months, which is something you can do. So cut it back, you know, keep it pruned so it's just not going crazy off of whatever trellis or whatever you have on it. Okay? So cut it back a little bit. In the winter, when it starts to drop all of its leaves,
okay,
you can cut it back by about a half of this past season's growth.
All right.
Okay. So it's wisteria can grow a lot in one season. So you kind of want to look at it now and say, all right, this is where it's at, and know how much growth it's had during that season. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's about taking care of it and pruning multiple times during the year. The other thing I'd like to see you do is root prune it. Okay. You're going to cut the soil around the wisteria, the main plant itself. Okay. So you're going to go, you're going to find where the main plant is itself and go out about 4 feet from the main plant all the way around in a circle and dig a spade into the ground and go as far down as you can, cutting the root system. Okay?
Oh,
you're gonna,
okay.
It's called root pruning. You're shocking the plant. Okay? You're saying, hey, I love the growth that you've done, but I need something else here, or you're going away. And so by shocking the plants like this, the root pruning is the way to go. From there, you could also add a super phosphate type fertilizer. Okay, something that has the high middle number and zeros on the outside. So a 0180, a 0440. Okay, those are some of the ones that you could do to do that. What that push of the fertilizer is going to help stimulate those roots. It's going to help push more growth. And it's also, a lot of times, you'll see it as a bloom booster. People, different names for it. Mm-hmm. Whatever has that heavy middle number is the one that is going to push the blooms. The phosphorus that levels that are in there, the higher they are, the more they're going to push the blooms and the shoots to get stronger for you. So that's something to definitely take a look at. It's the root pruning is definitely something that needs to get done. You can do it in the fall, or you can do it in the spring. You might even be able to do it now at this point. You're in Michigan. How's the, are you in the upper part of Michigan where it was still?
Nope, we're in the lower
okay.
part of Michigan.
So you kind of almost have the same weather pattern as we do in the New England area where you're probably in full-blown spring/summer.
Yes.
So, it might be a little bit too late to do it but I know the pruning parts are definitely something you're going to need to do this season. In the fall, do the root pruning, okay? And that's when you would use the...
Right now, since I can't do the big cutback, I can do the keeping it from growing any more cutback, the pruning.
Yeah, so kind of shape it a little bit. Get it into that area that you want it to look a little bit into that area. Not taking off more than a third of the plant, okay?
Right.
Allowing the area also, you want to make sure it gets at least 6 hours of direct sunlight. So,
it gets all that.
Yeah, I just, like to make sure. That's one of the other things that when you're pushing growth like that, that's what you want to do. But follow some of those steps, and you definitely should have some blossoms going forward.
Super.
Alrighty.
Great. We'll give it a shot. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Are you tired of all the time you spend working on your lawn and landscape just to have grubs come in and start eating it from the roots up, leaving behind dead patches in your lawns or your flowers wilting everywhere? Let's not forget the skunks that tear up your lawn or the moles that come tunneling through eating the grubs, leaving mounds everywhere. Bonide's annual Grub Beater is an answer to your problems. Apply Grub Beater now and have a grub-free lawn and landscape until the fall season with one easy application. Bonide's annual Grub Beater is not just for grubs. It will control chinch bugs, bill bugs, and a long list of many other insects. Bonide products are family-made in America. Grub Beater is available at these fine stores. You can find them at an Aubuchon Hardware, a location near you in New York, Granby Feed and Grain in Granby, Massachusetts, in Scott's Orchard and Nursery in Glastonbury, Connecticut. All right, we're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Marilyn in New Hampshire.
Marilyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, there's a shrub that does very well here in New Hampshire, and it's in bloom now. And I've asked people, they don't know the name of it. I've looked in my books, and I can't seem to find it. So I don't know if it's cultivated, a weed, or a wild. A lot of people have it, and I've seen it also in the wild. It grows like 5 to 10 feet high, and it's bushy. And a typical branch will have twigs on it that are like maybe 6 inches long with nice leaves, you know, toward where it joins the branch with leaves that are sort of oval-shaped, about an inch and a half long. And then at the very end, it has a 3-inch, like a finger, flowering area, you know, like, and the closest I can describe it, it would be like spirea, the bridal wreath.
Yep.
And, but it, the flowers are like, go like for 3 inches.
Okay, is it a white flower?
Yes. Very small flower.
Okay. One thing that I'm thinking on the top of my head, is it like really small flowers all together? Is that what it, like, if it were like a clump of flowers?
Like the bridal wreath, like the spirea, like several little small flowers.
Okay.
But instead of just being at the very end, it's like 3 inches of it.
Okay.
Long.
Now, what I'm thinking is it could be a viburnum.
Oh, okay.
Viburnums are, some of them are native mm-hmm. to the area. They have white flowers.
Yeah.
They have that look. Some of them have a look of like a spirea look, especially that, like the shoots almost come pointing out a little bit.
No, it's sort of like a cat nine tail shape.
Okay.
And it's like 3 inches long.
Okay.
With the flowers all around it.
Yeah, so, So
and it's not a bottle brush, because bottle brush is longer.
Yep, no, it definitely has that long bloom to it. So the one thing I'm thinking right now would be the viburnum.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be possible for you to, next time you see it, maybe take a picture and email it to me, and I can give you a better idea of what it is?
I can try that, yeah.
Because I just based on what you're saying, mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. I've seen, you know, some viburnums just like that with the white flower. So that's kind of where I'm going.
But do those grow in the wild?
They are. Some of them are native, so they'll be out there in the woods.
Okay.
So, you know, that's something I definitely think it could be.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
so that's,
thank
that's
you.
No problem.
I'll check that out.
So if you take a picture, you can send it to our email. You can go onto the website at paulparent.com.
Right.
And there's a spot where it says contact us. You can send it there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. An Espoma Easy Dose cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into the watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in 4 varieties, indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. You can visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. All right, we got some more calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Chris in Pawtucket.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I was wondering if you can, excuse me, suggest a large bush that likes shade, that grows real fast, and is green all year round.
All right.
It's going to be like a, I want to use it as a privacy thing.
Okay. And how much shade do you have?
Let's see. It's actually the south side of my house, but, I mean, it does get some sun, But there's a lot of trees over there. Like, okay. I don't want to say a lot of trees. There's a lot of, like, the garage is over there. I mean, it will get some sun.
Okay. So
just
one
not
of the
a lot.
One of my favorites for a shade area that will get real big and stay evergreen is either the Rose Bay rhododendron or a maximum rhododendron. Those are both shade-loving rhododendrons. You know, when you think of rhododendrons, everybody thinks, oh, they love some shade. Well, these are ones that really love the shade, okay? They will grow in the wild, in the woods. They'll grow everywhere, but they'll get big, like 12, 15 feet over time. So those are some really good evergreens that I think would do the best for what you're looking for.
Rose Bay, and what was the other name?
It's Maximum Rhododendron, Rosy Maximum. Okay. They come in a pink and a white.
Oh, okay. Great. And, yeah, that would be perfect because I've been riding around and I've been seeing these great big rhodo bushes, and I'm like, oh, boy, that would be perfect. I wish I could.
Yeah,
somebody would want to get rid of one of their bushes.
Well, those are definitely ones. Those are definitely ones that would work. I saw them in the woods of Virginia, in the mountains there, just growing wild. So I know they'll do well here.
Okay, good. All right. Just one quick question.
Hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, we'll answer it.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Chris. Are you still there, Chris?
I am. Thank you so much. The only other question, does it matter when I plant them? Like, I would really love to go to Mahoney's today and buy a couple if I could, but I just don't know if I would have help planting them, like, for maybe another month. So,
you can definitely plant in another month. It's just all about watering and making sure you take care of the watering and making sure that the deep waterings, the deep soakings is what happens. You know, you can definitely find them. What I would do is, if you know you can't do it for about another month, in about 2 weeks, maybe call, Mahoney's or any other local garden center and see if they have either of them at that time. Sometimes okay. They might be able to get them in from growers, but it takes a little bit of time. So if you plan ahead, maybe that 2 week span, knowing that, in 2 weeks you'll have help to dig the plant, you want to be able to get it and go. You can still plant, definitely. When you do plant, use that Biotone starter. If you go to the Mahoney's, you can actually buy, they have a compost planting mix that has the Biotone mixed in it already. So you won't have to buy the two different products. And it's a great mix to go right into the soil with the plants. So that's an option for you.
Oh, great. Because that's what I was going to ask you also. Because the person who called in about the Lily of the Valley, I wanted to transplant some too. So, but then I just wanted to make sure I got that Biotone name right. Because I figured it will be good for planting the rotos. But thank you so much.
Great. Good luck.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, we'll go right back into the lines. Who's up next?
Shirley is in Cape Cod.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, I have a big patch of Virginias, and the leaves are beautiful, but I only get like one or two flowers in the whole patch, and I was wondering what I could do to promote the flowers.
So you can push it with a bloom booster. They have like a wettable powder mix that you can use. It's that middle number that's heavy on it. To push as a bloom booster.
Okay.
Peter, J.R. Peters has a good one that is like a root stimulator as well, but it's like I want to say it's like a 10, 20, 10 or something along those lines. But they have a bloom booster. You mix in water and you can add it to the the water when you water every like 2 to 3 weeks. And that's going to definitely help push some blooms.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Nathan, we got anybody else?
Yep.
Barry All right.
In Vermont.
All right, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, this is Barry.
Barry, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm new to the Vermont area here in the last couple of years. I just retired at 81, and my lifestyle has changed, and plants and taking care of the yard and everything has become important because I have macular degeneration. So what I've done is I bought four forsythia about 6 foot tall last year, and they came with a lot of bloom on them.
Yep.
I put them in an area. They've been well watered. They're in a sloping area. They get plenty of running water. This year, they got at the very bottom branches, the short ones, I got a few blooms. The rest of the plant is very strong, a lot of leaves, and it looks like buds on it. But now we're in first week of June, and I'm getting no bloom at all.
So I think what you had was a little bit of winter damage on those forsythias that caused them to not bloom when they should have, and or less blooms than you should have. I think it's a temporary thing for this season. What I'd suggest doing is cutting it back at this time of year to get it stronger and bigger for next year. In the early spring of next year, when the ground really starts to thaw, use some superphosphate, a 0.44-0. To help push the blooms on it. And really, I think it was just winter damage, and it's not something that, you know, the plant is healthy, so I think you're going to be okay. But look at pruning it now to get it to shape it the way you want, and then fertilize early spring, okay?
Okay, now, in the pruning, the branches that are coming off of it now are, some of them, 3 to 4 foot, and they're getting very heavy with leaves.
All right. Now, real quick, we're going to be back next week. I'll see you guys later. Be good to each other. Plant something.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.